Hello, and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. That's right. Here you are. Here I am. And yeah, I usually do a big rigmarole here, but why? Why bother? This is not really a podcast. It's kind of just an update about what's going on for me artistically in my life. For anyone who is interested, whether you know me or not. So there. Yeah, you may have noticed I haven't recorded in a couple of weeks. There's various factors into that. Hammy was homesick again last week. Just, I've been busy. I've been trying to keep up with my project management course and just sort of get things back on track. Yeah, so things that are happening. Yeah, so I think I mentioned this last time, I become really obsessed with tools, and no, I'm not coming out of the closet. That's not what I meant. Let me rephrase that. So I think I mentioned that, so I'm doing this project management stuff and I'm trying to find like the perfect tools, but sort of for everything too, I've become obsessed with moving away from billionaire owned platforms as much as possible. And it's not really possible yet. I'm so tangled up in Google's ecosystem, but I've started, because I updated my file server to a newer computer, I've been able to run more things on it. I've been testing a lot of different tools basically to do different things. So account from accounting to project management to recipe management and stuff like that. And I'm sort of seeing what's available out there. I like the idea of controlling it myself, and whether it's accessible just to me or to other people on the internet or blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so I've been doing a lot of that. And that's taken up a lot of time because I get distracted easily. On when I'm supposed to be working on other things, I sort of end up tinkering around with that. All of it in service, theoretically, of my work in art. Anyway, all right, so YTG stuff. Right, so we're moving ahead on the summer show called Anxiety. Jana, the Dutch intern, who is going to be co-directing with me, is in town. And I think I mentioned Lucille, the French intern who joined while we were working in Interference. She's going to be doing sort of production management, project management type stuff with me. We had our first sort of team meeting yesterday. I met with Jana, just sort of a get to know you meeting the week before that. But yeah, so Lucille and Jana and I met here at my place yesterday, and we discussed the kinds of things that we need to do. And I was hoping to do a lot of planning, but actually the bulk of it we try to list all the roles that we needed on the show, and then those roles will get assigned to actual people later. By the way, if you can hear stuff in the background, it's because it's pissing down rain outside right now. Yeah, so we've done that. We had that meeting yesterday. We listed out roles. There's a lot of stuff just depending on when I can get the casting done. So I've put out a casting notice. As of today, I already have two people signed up. So hopefully that trend continues. The main issue being that I really would like more, Japanese people signing up. So far I've got I don't know if he's Russian. He's got a Russian name. I got a Russian guy and and an American. Both of whom, they don't know that I know them. I've seen them in shows, so I'm not really too concerned. If we get people like that signing up, I won't probably bother running auditions. If there's a lot of people I don't know or I haven't seen, then I'll probably have to run auditions, and that'll have to happen in like a week. So, yeah, trying to get the word out. I'm still waiting on the translation to get the newsletter about the audition announcement out, but that will hopefully happen in the next 24 hours. I've actually run it through, I hate to say this, I've run it through ChatGPT to create the mixed English and Japanese version that I need to put out. And I'm just trying to get someone to proofread it. I don't have time to actually allow someone to take like 3 days to translate it. This is not just bad planning on my part. I started asking about this last week, and the person who's supposed to do the translation hasn't responded at all to any of the messages. So I'm kind of in a jam. So I just need the proofreading, I think. Other stuff that's going on. So I think I mentioned a while ago, I'm doing lights for a production of Othello, and we had our first, well, I wasn't actually supposed to go in until the first performance and then set up on the day, but the director actually was far less worried about lights and way more worried about music cues. So I decided to make time and go into a rehearsal to essentially run a cue to cue. And I still have to finish documenting all of that. Their script is in Google Docs, and it's absolute, I hate to say it, it's absolute dog shit, the script. So I had to, once again, use ChatGPT to convert that to writer duet format so I could actually have it in a proper stage play format and put my cues in with the correct highlighting and the correct cue numbers, because that's the thing. The director, look, this is actually something Yana and Lucille and I were talking about in general yesterday, but there's this sort of degree sometimes with creatives of this, like, especially I've noticed it with directors. They have this sort of, I mean, some of them are very competent, but some of them have this sort of weaponized incompetence where they're like, well, I don't understand technology, so I can't do this. You have to do everything for me. And, but I don't know. I think this person has a degree in theater, like a, I don't know how you get a degree in theater and don't know how to number your cues. Cause that's the thing. The cues weren't numbered. The music files all had numbers, but they weren't actually related to where they appeared in the play. So yeah, that kind of stuff. And then the lights should be easy. I hope that, I think the director's expectations are low, but Paula, the producer, I think her expectations are probably pretty high based on what I saw last year. But this director has told me she really just wants things to be bright so people can be seen. And the fact is, this show is taking place, we're performing in, I think, like 7 different venues. And I don't know the actual lighting plot in advance. Like, I don't know how it's set up. I also don't have a lot of time to move lights or gel lights or anything like that. So it really looks like it's going to be going on the day. And sometimes even maybe with just the board that's in there, just quickly build the main cue, make it look as good as I can. And then, you know, just there's not really any light cues except at the very end. And I just might just do them manually. Just that some of these boards, they're technically programmable, but it's that old school 80s style programming where the display is really literally like 2 characters, if that. And so what you're doing is you're programming scene masters. And I hate doing that crap. I haven't done that really since high school. So yeah, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to build the cues sort of by hand, and then, or I might just plug my laptop into the system. And if I can quickly, if the lights aren't too complicated, just quickly patch them into Magic Cue and build out the cues there and just do up and down using that. My biggest worry are the 2 big venues. There's one in Osaka and one in Meguro, and they've got lots of lights. I think some of them are multicolor, like LED systems. So there's no way I'll be able, that's the one where I would love to have my laptop and be doing programming stuff, but I'm probably not going to have enough time to experiment. Like Osaka, we arrive at 11 and the show's at 6. And I don't think I can do that in, because that's about 6 hours, right? Because assume an hour for lunch, because screw it, I'm taking lunch. Yeah, I don't think I can do that in the 6 hours I have. Because, you know, I'm not primarily a lighting guy. Like, it's one of those things, as I say in my bio for the show, I am a jack of all trades, master of, you be the judge. You know, like, I'm barely competent at some of these things. I can do them, and that's why I get brought on. And I'm only doing this because it's a paying gig. Anyway, so that's Othello. Yeah, other stuff, everything audio is on hold right now. I'm just trying to sort of keep up with everything, particularly project management. I was really hoping to finish that course in March. I'm only about halfway, maybe I'm a bit over halfway through now. And in fact, as soon as I stop this recording, I'm going to go do that. I'm recording this on Friday. I'll probably post it tomorrow or Sunday, because I don't, yeah, I want to go and work on project management today so that I can, yeah, start looking for work. So when I come to Canada this summer, I will be able to do some job hunting. Anyway, that's it for the updates, I think, for this week. I'm just going to leave you there. I didn't script this one out too much. So yeah, really looking forward to Anxiety. I think the script needs work, lots of work. And I'm hoping that Davian will be interested in doing that work as we, you know, do the research, like build research for this production. Okay. Anyway, that's me. Thank you.